A man rests, head down, a furrow in his brow, eyes closed, thinking intensely. His clothing suggests he is a working-class man, with broad shoulders and an athletic frame. In subdued shadow, his long, fine fingers direct the viewer's eye to a listening ear. Bigoted appellations were heard many times by this sitter, and by Aaron Douglas, the innovative artist who painted him. Racial segregation was the norm. It was the midst of the Great Depression in America. In the 1920s, a visionary African-American intellectual movement, the Harlem Renaissance, was helping to revolutionize the cultural landscape. Douglas became its leading visual artist. Early in his career, Douglas decided his artwork should focus only on African-American life. His bold illustrations were seen in national magazines. In 1934, he completed four celebrated murals titled Aspects of Negro Life at the County Cullen Branch of the New York Public Library. His imagery was modern and complex, reminding the viewer of African-American influences on music, dance, and art. He addressed enslavement, emancipation, the Ku Klux Klan, lynchings, the Great Migration, and the contemporary role of African-Americans in industrial America. Douglas's paintings on canvas from the same time period, such as this one, are very different from his murals. The paint is applied quickly, in a spontaneous, sketchy manner, a lively approach aiming at capturing the energy and character of the sitter. He painted portraits of his friends, as well as landscapes along the Harlem River. The figure in this painting also appears in Window Cleaning, which was completed in his Harlem apartment, a center for artists and writers of the day. Aaron Douglas was credited by philosopher and writer Alan Locke as the father of Black American art. As an African American artist, Douglas strived for recognition of our essential humanity, in other words, complete social and political equality, and for a new way of seeing the African American that was recognizable to all. Connection to Nebraska. Aaron Douglas, who was born in Topeka, Kansas in 1899, enrolled as a student at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. He studied fine arts, was the sole African-American student there, and received his Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in May 1922.